And today we're starting something new that we'll do every Monday at this time. We're calling it the WXXI Business Report. And our news director, Randy Gorman, is here to bring us the first edition of that. Hey, Randy, good morning.
Yeah, and by the way, Beth, as you know, in my prior radio life, I've done business reports here for a number of years. But one of the ways that we can make this successful is by contribution. So if anyone involved in the business community along the way has any kind of information, they can always send me a note at the station or catch me on social media. Today, I want to talk about a release that came out last week from Greater Rochester Enterprise. And sometimes you'll see organizations do this, kind of touting their success. They've been around for 15 years now. The release we got from the office says that over those 15 years, more than 14,000 jobs were created, and obviously they're taking some credit for that. They say their organization has had about $2.4 billion in investments they've been a part of. I spoke with the president of the group, Mark Peterson, and he says despite what you might think otherwise, with the loss of manufacturing jobs, of course, in places like Kodak, Xerox, Bausch & Lomb, this area is still creating manufacturing jobs. It is just that it's in different sectors.
Food and beverage manufacturing obviously is a very big strength for us. Also, construction jobs. Business services has been particularly strong in the last few years. Even the wholesale trades and packaging, particularly plastics packaging.
Now, of course, these manufacturing jobs, Beth, a lot of folks know, are not anywhere near the numbers we had during the so-called Big Three, but Peterson notes they are now in different sectors and, again, involve a lot of changes in technology.
We are producing new jobs, although obviously gaining headcount is an increasingly difficult thing to do. Because of automation, because of robotics, companies are keeping their footprints smaller and smaller, and so you have to get a lot more companies in order to get the same number of jobs.
But Peterson did take pains to emphasize the economy has shifted. Sectors like photonics, of course, the big buzzword lately, food processing, as he mentioned, just not creating the same perhaps numbers of jobs that we used to see in that area.
Well, Randy, for people who aren't familiar with Greater Rochester Enterprise, what role do they play in bringing these companies to town?
They are very similar to what you may see if you read trade magazines in the business world. They call people who are involved in site selection or enticing companies to move here. They work both with companies that are already here. They work on existing business parks like the Eastman Business Park and others, trying to help companies here expand. But they're also really kind of out, have their fingers out in a number of economic pies, so to speak, trying to reach companies all over the country, all over the world, really, finding ways to entice them to locate in Rochester. That's their major goal. They're different from the Chamber of Commerce in that they're not so much involved with the actual retail business sector as they are in trying to get these larger companies or high-tech companies to move here.
All right. And on another topic this morning, we're going to talk about economic development programs throughout the state. I know this has gotten a lot of attention, both good and bad, recently.
Yes. In fact, WXXI's Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt has talked about this. There's been some pushback during the budget hearings against Howard Zemsky, head of economic development, and how the whole job creation picture works in New York. Of course, some of the recent controversy over some of the issues involving some of the people involved with that. I thought it was interesting in the Democrat and Chronicle yesterday, Bob Duffy, the Chamber of Commerce president, along with Rob Sands, chairman of the Chamber. Of course, he heads up Constellation Brands, and Danny Wegman of Wegman Supermarkets came out with a column basically saying, hey, these regional economic development councils that basically dole out the money in what some call the hunger games. You know, the governor gives a certain amount of money to these councils, and the councils then distribute it to various projects. Some people have been critical of that process, but in the column, these various people involved with it say, hey, this is working. They say business likes competition. It's a good way to create jobs. But there has been some pushback from lawmakers who, frankly, don't get to do the kinds of individual member items, which some call pork barrel, as they did before, but they also feel the Economic Development Council perhaps has a bit too much power concentrated in what are essentially appointees of the governor.
Yeah, sure. Some people say they look at it as the governor or these Economic Development Councils picking winners and losers.
Right. And these councils, again, are kind of stacked with people, some very notable people from academic worlds and from business worlds who, again, have a lot of qualifications. But on the other hand, they have been appointed by the governor. And a lot of lawmakers are naturally a bit suspicious about what the governor's motives are from time to time.
All right. Randy Gorman, our WXXI news director, with the first installment of the WXXI Business Report that we will bring you every Monday at 8:45. Thanks for listening.